This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh this evening. During the event, the Prime Minister also granted certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. This certification course also aligns with the objectives of the Lakhpati Didi program. Addressing a gathering, the Prime Minister said that the government is dedicated to ease of living of the farmers. He said that agriculture sector will play an important role to make India world's third largest economic power. The Prime Minister said the people of Kashi have chosen him as their representative for the third time. The Prime Minister will depart for Bihar tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged Gram Panchayat heads to make holistic health a people-led movement by spreading awareness about yoga and millets. In a letter to Gram Pradhans, the Prime Minister said that organizing yoga-based programs in Panchayat premises, schools, Anganwadis, community health centers and other such places would serve as a catalyst to inspire people, particularly youth, to embrace sustainable and stress-free lifestyle. National Highways Authority of India will undertake a unique initiative to plant Miyawaki plantation on land parcels adjacent to national highways in and around Delhi NCR. A total land area of over 53 acres has been identified for this purpose to realize the vision of saturating national highways with green cover. Road Transport and Highways Ministry said that plantation is expected to be completed by the end of August. Miyawaki Plantations is a unique Japanese approach to ecological restoration and afforestation development. This method aims to create dense, native and biodiverse forests in a short period of time. These forests retain groundwater and help to recharge the groundwater table. Power Ministry is taking comprehensive measures to ensure adequate power supply to meet the increased power demand in the summer season. The Ministry informed that the highest ever peak demand of 89 gigawatt in the northern region was successfully met yesterday. It said this was made possible by importing 20-30% of the region's power requirement from neighboring regions. In a related development, Delhi's peak power demand has reached an all-time high of 8,647 megawatt today. It is the highest ever in the history of the national capital. A long-awaited relief is on the cards even as North India continues to swelter due to heat wave and warm night conditions. India Met Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave conditions to abate in the pockets of northwest and east Delhi from today evening. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said that under the influence of the western disturbance, several parts of North India may receive rainfall. She said that the alert will be scaled down to orange from tomorrow in Delhi. Pre-monsoon shower is also likely in the national capital. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival has provided a platform for student filmmakers to exhibit their talent to film connoisseurs and enthusiasts. This year, more than 40 short films representing the most successful recent student projects from various film schools across India, a selection of NFDC home productions, and a special student film package from Konrad Wolf Film University of Babelsberg, Germany, have been selected for screening. At least 11 migrants have died while another 66 remain missing in two shipwrecks today off the Italian coasts. The Italian authorities said a search and rescue operation by Coast Guard is going on in the Mediterranean hours after two migrant boats encountered problems near the Italian coasts. In javelin, Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland today. The current Asian Games gold medalist and Diamond League finals winner will be challenged by Max Denning of Germany, the youngest member of the coveted 90-meter club and also the season leader. And that is the end of this news bulletin.